and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The tariff war is on. First President Trump's tariffs, then European retaliatory tariffs.
And now it's Canada's turn, announcing $20 billion worth of retaliatory tariffs in response to the 25% steel and aluminum tariffs that President Donald Trump has leveled.
CBS's Vicky Barker. The EU is raising tariffs on bourbon, motorcycles, peanut butter, and jeans from the U.S. The Education Department says it's firing half its workforce. President Trump today.
I feel very badly, Many of them don't work at all. Many of them never showed up to work.
The president says members of his team are on their way to Russia to discuss the ceasefire deal with Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
If their response is yes, then we know we've made real progress and there's a real chance of peace. If their response is no, it would be highly unfortunate and it would make their intentions clear.
Moscow has said only that it wants more details. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure federal program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
Nominations are open for Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst won last year, and they saw a 530% increase in burger sales from April to June after they were announced in the top eight. So you have until March 21st to nominate your favorite burger from any Wisconsin restaurant. You get one nomination per person on the Wisconsin Beef Council's website. And the grand winner will be announced on May 1st to kick off May Beef Month.
With more than 500 suggestions for naming the newest park in Wood County, a new title is decided. The formerly known Sarah Park will now be Wood County Sarah Park. Keeping the original name in the new designation serves several purposes. It honors all the former mill workers in central Wisconsin who volunteered their time planning, developing, and maintaining the park since the early 1970s. It also allows Wood County to show its appreciation to the current Sarah Park Board of Directors for their generous donation to the residents of Wood County. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115 to 114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The sun won't stop. There's plenty of it today with high temperatures reaching the mid-50s and more of it tomorrow as we climb to the low 60s. Clouds start to roll in for Friday. Things become breezy and we get muggy and warm with highs reaching 70. Then at night, thunderstorms roll through. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 51 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to State Senator Melissa Ratcliffe, as well as a legislator from the State Assembly, to get our state capitol update on what's happening in the legislature.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, March 12, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to talk to our friends at Encourage. We have got Kim and Linda joining us, and we're going to be joined by our friends from the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival. We've got Casey and Elizabeth joining us from there. Right now, in studio, our friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner with us. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, good. All's well here.
Good to have you here. Always appreciate the time and appreciate so much of what you guys put into our community and certainly our station here. You guys give me an opportunity to talk sports with our audience all the time. We appreciate you sponsoring Playmakers, co-sponsoring it, and so many other things you guys do in this community. And I know that we've got some things to talk about that I'm excited about, so I'm going to let you go ahead and take over, Katrina, because I'm just going to run over all your outline here.
Great.
To get to certain things.
We'll get to what's happening, because there's always something happening at Family Natural Foods. You know, I mentioned it last time when I was here, but as it's getting warmer, it's the tease of spring, we are getting more and more garden seeds. So not everything's out, but a lot of stuff is out. So definitely worth checking in on it. Onions and potatoes, those things won't be coming until sometime in April. But a lot of the other seeds, if you want to start early on those peas and beans and such.
Yeah, we put a lot of effort into getting everything put up earlier than ever. So if you're looking for garden seeds, most of the early stuff is ready to be purchased.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other stuff you really wouldn't want yet anyways.
Don't put your corn in yet.
That's what I was going to ask, because I know we've talked about this quite a bit over the years, that this is that time that you can start planning, mapping out your garden
if you want
and everything. Mm-hmm. But there are some things you do want to wait on to
pull up. But you also could buy those things ahead of time and hold it and wait on it. Like, okay, I'm shopping right now anyways. I'm going to get my radishes for early season, but I'll get my onion or I'll get my corn as well at this time too.
Sure.
So,
can I ask a question and just keep it between the three of us?
Sure, James.
All right, don't tell anybody I asked this question, because I'm going to sound really, really naive right now. But can seeds go bad?
Yeah, there is a thing of seeds going bad.
Okay.
However, most seeds, it's something called germination, where the seed will germinate. And I can call the companies if there was like a seed that was still, let's say, from last year or something. And I can call them and they can tell me the exact germination rate of it, because they specifically study those things every year to make sure that this seed is good and that seed is good. So, yes, there is such a thing. But
So if you have some seeds left over in your garage or whatever, especially if they're stored well, you can probably plant them and maybe instead of like all 10, almost never will all 10 come up. If you plant a row of carrots, you plant 10 seeds, you probably get 8 on a good year. You know, maybe the second year you get 6 or 7. I don't know. You know, and then like each year will be maybe one less or
so. A little bit less, yeah.
It's certainly worthwhile to use the seeds you have. You can always kind of fill them into. You can do like a second planting, kind of filling in a row after you see them first popping out of the soil. The other thing that you can do is you could do like a little research to see some seeds keep their germination longer than others. That's kind of what Katrina was talking about. Over the years, we kind of learned all this just from looking into it. And the great thing is too, like all of our, you know, shiny little packages of seeds that we get each year, we send those back to the company. So usually in July or something like that, we put them all in a box, whatever we don't sell, and they go back to the seed company, and they probably use them to plant new new radishes or whatever, and collect the seeds, and then they put them in little packages and send them back to us in March or whenever we get them. So
I ask in part because of Katrina's point about, well, you can get them even if you're not using them right away. Right. They're not going to expire overnight or anything like that.
Certainly
so
not.
It feels good to have them there ready to go whenever Mother Nature gives us that hour of summer. It's going to be more than an hour,
it's
but
true.
It's just weird. We'll see when that comes. It's good to be prepared. Good to be ready.
Absolutely. To have it, plan that garden right now. Those are all good things.
Speaking of planning, we should maybe just, before we get too far into this, we should tell people what's happening tomorrow.
Well, perfect, because that's what I was going to do next. So I think your timing is great.
Your guys' is chemistry.
Oh, man. We must be siblings or something. So, like Steven said, we have a very important date that we want everybody to be at, and it is tomorrow. So mark your calendar, put it on the schedule.
It's Thursday.
So tomorrow, Thursday. It's going to be at 5:15, and it's presentation by True Grace. Brian Hall of True Grace, he is the CEO. His wife is the owner of the company. And as we know, CEOs do a lot of stuff. And this man is knowledgeable. He's been in the industry for at least 20 years.
Yeah.
He worked with a lot of different other bigger company, well-known, I should say, supplement companies in the industry. And so he's gained a lot of knowledge. And then they just weren't happy with how things were done. And he's like, how can we make it better? So that's where their passion came, and they created True Grace. And so he's going to be talking about his company, but and how they do things different, but like foundational base nutrition and health and stress specifically. And I don't know about
you all.
Yeah,
that's going to be a big topic.
But stress, I think that affects most of us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there might be some of us more than others, and we all adapt to stress differently, but his main focus is going to be adapting to stress but also having a very baseline nutritional support, because we needed those things. It's not in the food anymore. We need it. We need to get some good supplements. We need good products, good food. So he's going to be talking about
things
all those
that things. Work, things that are like, you know, really unique and done with quality. It's really cool that he's going to focus on stress. It was actually one of the topics. When we did our anniversary event, we kind of do a little survey. We'll have people like for door prizes, you can fill out this little survey. And, you know, we always appreciate it when people take an extra minute to answer a couple questions. And one of the most popular requested topics for us to do in these presentations, like we're doing tomorrow, is stress, stress management. And so when we reached out to Brian and we were talking about different topics, like Katrina said, he's very knowledgeable. So he could talk about a bunch of different things. But we're like, well, let's cover stress management, because our community, our customers are looking for this topic. So I think he'll do a really excellent job on this. He's going to talk a lot about mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, and they have some of the best quality medicinal mushrooms on the market. I mean, he'll certainly talk about that. But I love the topic of mushrooms, because they're great for so many things. Like, stress is a big one. But they're also good for immune health. Still a thing we're talking about right now. I don't know. There's some mushrooms that are great for heart health, for kidney health. You know, it depends on the mushroom. There's a lot of specialization, but in general, they're all really good for stress.
The research being done on fungi right now, and it has been going on for over, 30, 40 years and everything, but they've been able to crack certain things in this that are just revolutionary. I watched a great special on it, and it's just fascinating what we're learning right now about the communication between underground, between trees, and so much of this, and how much so many things that we thought, hey, there's a lot of use for mushrooms, there's a lot of things we can do. Oh, there's even more we can do as they just zoom in a little bit more on this stuff. More and more I feel like society as a whole is getting around to the idea of not only of supplements, but the idea of, oh, this rock that I'm standing on here, it's got everything I need. It's got everything I need. It's almost like it was designed to take care of people like us. It's obviously common knowledge to some people out there and everything, but to many people that are coming around to this and everything that it took some time on, you couldn't be at a better time for this. And I do want to touch on one really quick thing that I was thinking about before the interview. With you, among the many, many things I've learned talking with you guys and stuff and others at Family Natural Foods, one of the things I've learned the most from is certainly Terry and listening to Terry Talks Nutrition. I used to listen quite a bit, but I used to listen every week.
Yep.
And I learned something really quick right away with that, with the supplement industry. It's a, like many other industries, but especially this one, it's a reputation business.
Yes.
And how you do, how your products do, mm-hmm. like there's plenty of companies that started that aren't around anymore mm-hmm. because they didn't have the greatest of products. Mm-hmm. When you see a Terry Naturally product, when you see a True Grace product mm-hmm. or something like that, these are businesses that have earned their reputation, that have worked with other supplement companies or shared information and are in the game because they're good at this. They care about their clients.
And I think they're educating and they want to give back. Yes. They really, their heart is in the right place. Their heart isn't about the dollar bills. Their heart is in how can we change America and make it a healthier place? How can we really educate people to make these choices for their own health?
We want people to be able to use these supplements, but we also understand, I think, that, you know, not everything's affordable sometimes, but this is where the crux comes in. I use this as an example because it seems to happen with this one. Everybody talks about fish oil. Well, I'm going to try fish oil. Mm-hmm. And then you buy like $5 fish oil at a department store or something and you're mad because it doesn't work.
Right.
It's because the product just isn't, you get what your money worth yes. really in that one.
Absolutely.
There are better products that maybe are like $8, mm-hmm. But they're going to actually work. They're mm-hmm. actually going to be able to. And not only the money part of it, but that name on that label. Mm-hmm. When we're talking Terry Naturally, when we're talking True Grace, mm-hmm. these are labels you can back, you can really trust.
Yeah, absolutely. We really like them. And Brian's going to do great for the presentation. And
oh, yeah. So he was here last year, and it was one of the best presentations of the year we had.
He's a good talker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Our mom
so like, genuine.
Created a whole new routine with their products and stuck to it. And that means a lot right there. So
yeah. Our dad's very routine-based. Our mom is like, they're in many ways like sort of
yin and yang.
Yeah. They have a great balance between the
they
two
do.
Of them. So it's fun to see that. But you're right. Like my mom was very compelled by what Brian was talking about, and
kept
so she was like, okay, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna try it. And she's been sticking to it, and it's really made a difference for her too. Mm-hmm. I mean, most importantly, like you're saying. So yeah, I think like anybody who's available, and to speak to the point of pricing, there will be a really nice sale mm-hmm. For all the True Grace products. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night on Thursday.
They always have fun samples to do and things mm-hmm. like that.
What? Yeah.
Definitely worth checking them out.
Worth checking out because, yeah, you can not only come in and learn about really, you know, important things for stress management, but if you're interested in anything, you know, there'll be a great sale afterwards as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of samples, because we have a couple samples, but
yes.
since we're on the topic of True Grace, I was thinking about a sample to give to James today. And so I buy True Grace's probiotic vitamin D for my children. It's in a powder form, and I was bringing it home for them, and I thought, well, James might want to try this.
Yes.
But I want to mention something. This probiotic that is for kids or anybody that maybe doesn't want to have a gummy or they don't swallow very well, it can be for a lot more people than that. Mm-hmm. It's a quite higher strength. It's 10 billion. Most kids' probiotics are 2 billion. We have one other one that's a 5 billion, but most kids probiotic are very low strength. This one's a higher strength. So don't think that you're like, you know, embrace the inner kid. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But it's a powder. So it's you can just like put it back in your mouth and you can mix it with anything if you want, but my kids just take it straight.
I'm going to try it.
It's a powder. Yeah. And so James is going to try that, but it's a really good foundational probiotic that has also vitamin D, which we are chronically low in, and our kids are chronically low in that as well. So this is, you know, keeping James's gut health. He's doing good on his gut health now, and we've got like immune strong with all those things. It's
yep.
just a good overall probiotic that doesn't have much of a flavor, but it's sweet enough that kids want to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, that the great notes. I can't add much to that because that's exactly what I got from it. It had a flavor to it,
yeah.
but nothing overpowering, mm-hmm. nothing bad, and very easy to swallow, very easy
yeah.
to take down, and felt good. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why, but it felt good. I will say, in part, I have my mother's voice in the back of my head. She loves these segments we do because I usually get something good in my system. So I think that's part
there
of it.
There you go.
But
yep.
We're keeping them healthier.
But that is such a simple thing, too. Like, you know,
yeah.
All of us have had, most of us have had to have our kids take medicine mm-hmm. or something like that. And that great gamut that
yes.
that can be sometimes. Here's something that it took me 2 seconds to tip mm-hmm. that back. And
yeah.
kids love that.
Yeah.
They're faster and they can get back to playing or doing mm-hmm. whatever they're doing.
It's a lot of fun, actually, to take this one. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure how to word it. That, yeah, it's just fun. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, mark your calendars for 5:15 tomorrow, Thursday, for True Grace presentation. You will not want to miss it. Great stuff, great info, samples, fun things in store. So, that's True Grace. Now we're on the topic of spring, because, right, we talked garden seeds. But we know our spring here in Wisconsin, it's back and forth. It's cold, it's hot, it's back and forth. But with that, the plants and the ground is having more... You know, there might be the molds that come out, or there's different pollens that are coming back and forth. So this is a really good reminder that everybody can get on their upping their allergy game before it's like full blown allergy season. And we know that everybody has allergies at different times of the year, but this is just your public announcement.
Yeah, if you have spring seasonal allergies each year, which usually if you have them one year, you probably have them every year. It's good to get started on, you know, kind of building up your natural resistance early. And we have a lot of really good products. Some of them are on sale this month. And they'll really set you up for, you know, you could just take a small dose before the allergies start, you know, ideally a month before they start. But if you, you know, if you procrastinate and you don't remember this until the allergies are hitting you right in the face, literally, you just take a higher amount of these things for a few days and everything will get balanced out. It's just more pleasant to start on it early. That's why we like to bring that up.
Yeah, so this one that is our brand, Family Natural Foods, the all-season support, and literally you can take it all season for building up your immunity as well as the allergies. But I love this one. It's got things like quercetin, which comes from a lot of like onion, like the peel of the onion, and it comes from a lot of the apple, like, skin of it. So a lot of skin of different fruits and vegetables, but it's really good for the inflammation of the sinus cavities and everything, as well as it's got like bromelain, which is a really good, that comes from pineapple extract, but that's really good for inflammation, sinuses, inflammation of joints. So it can do more than that. But then one of my favorites is that nature is just so incredible. This one's got nettle in it. So some people might think, oh, I don't want to take nettle. Like that, what's that going to help me? But nettle is an incredible, incredible herb that is great for. I mean, I could probably name 15 things that it's so good for. But one of the things is it's really good for the antihistamines, and so the allergy season. And so some people will just even start by drinking nettle tea this time of the year. You might be a person that, you could say lucky or unlucky, depending on the person, that has nettle growing in their yard, because some people may remember they've grabbed nettle to like pull it out or something, and it can sting you. But it actually...
That's why they usually call it stinging nettle.
Right.
But Katrina affectionately just leaves the stinging off of it.
Yes.
But yeah, the cool thing about stinging nettle, so like Katrina said, you know, you grab that plant in your backyard, many people would call it a weed, and it stings you. But what's the magic of it is the plant creates its own antihistamines to resist this kind of toxic thing that it produces, that stinging,
the sting that it produces,
it needs to protect itself from, and that's where the antihistamines come from. So if you take it in a supplement form or in a tea or a tincture, you get those antihistamines that are naturally made by the plant to protect itself from its own sting,
which is like incredible,
which is pretty cool.
Incredible,
yeah, it's right there for us. So stinging nettle, really cool plant. Full of minerals too, so you're just
tons
getting
of minerals,
lots of good minerals,
good blood builder too. It really helps build up your blood. I mean, people use it for prostate health, to urinary health too. I mean, you name it, it's good for a lot of things. But that's one that I've been dabbling with more, because I do have a little patch that grows outside of my door, and I leave it and I pull it in the early season when it doesn't have the sting, and then we'll make teas, or you can use it like spinach, like sauteing and such. But it's so good for overall everybody's health. But I mean, I've been loving that one.
And unlike a lot of things you'll see on TV or in articles and everything, we don't have to spend five minutes now telling you about the side effects. That we don't, side effects may include
Katrina could spend 5 minutes telling you all the benefits.
Yes, the additional benefits.
Yes,
but yeah, for allergies, it's like one of the number one ones. I was actually visiting a friend of ours who is pregnant right now, and their baby's due in a couple weeks. And she said since she's like been in her teens, so probably 15 plus years, she's been taking, I think it was Zyrtec or something like that, an over-the-counter antihistamine, you know, allergy medicine. And she said, I've been taking this for years and years and years, but my doctor said, like, hey, you should probably stop taking this because it inhibits breast milk production, or, you know, all these things, mm-hmm. all these things that you consume go through your body mm-hmm. and into your breast milk when you're breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So you have to be more mindful of this when you're breastfeeding. But, you know, that's also a reminder we should all be mindful of these things.
Yeah.
If it's not good for a baby going through breast milk, well, probably maybe we shouldn't do it
yeah.
either.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, anyways, she was kind of like, she's like, what do I do? I've been taking this stuff for like my whole life. And she researched nettle as well. She came to it. I didn't tell her about this. When I was talking to her, I was like, what about nettle? And she's like, actually, I've been doing that.
Cool.
I've been taking nettle every day, and it's making a big difference already. And this is somebody who's taking like an over-the-counter, basically living on it, reliant
yeah.
on it. She has, I think, some asthma that's triggered by allergies, and she'll get hives, you know, various things. So, like, you know, pretty strong allergies. The fact that a plant that's probably growing in your backyard can make an impact is pretty impressive. So yeah, check out nettle. It's good for all sorts of allergies, but seasonal allergies it's good for women's health too.
So yeah. I mean, great postpartumly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's also really good for breastfeeding mothers. So
mm-hmm.
you know, if we do a topic on breastfeeding mothers, I would talk about nettle.
I could talk about breastfeeding mothers all day because it's an incredible art.
Yeah, it really is.
We've
normalized that way too much.
Just yeah. like it's yeah. incredible, but that can yeah. be a whole different topic.
And
so we can talk about something else in the meantime. I wanted to give you a sample of our new granola that we have, Mission Coffee House. Oh. Jen and Tani are making this awesome granola. I know you're a fan of granola.
Mm-hmm,
we yeah. have a couple different kinds from them. The one you're going to sample is cranberry coconut, and it's really good. We have a pecan flavor as well from them, and a peanut butter that's new. And then they're also making these peanut butter protein bars for us that are like beyond like a chocolate good peanut buttery rich, like it's so good. You got to get one of those too.
This yeah. is maybe the most granola I've tasted.
Mm-hmm.
Like I took just two little bits so I could get back to talking.
Yeah,
and boom, just the flavor that hit
yeah,
my mouth.
It's
so
tons
good.
Of flavor. And I think
Whoa.
What's so nice about it is it's not loaded with sugar, because granola is good, but a lot of granolas have a lot of hidden sugars.
It has a lot of, like, it has a really balanced sweetness. Like,
it does.
There's definitely sweetness, but it's all naturally sweetened. There's
mm-hmm.
no, like, sugar cane, you know, fructose, you know, like, it's mm-hmm. it's like a naturally sweetened.
I think this one's maple syrup, and that's it for
yeah.
its sweetener.
Yeah, I can tell. That's really good.
Yeah, it adds to the flavor, really.
Yeah, it's delicious. Mm. And they also pack, like, some extra punch in there of like chia seeds and some other nutrients, which is really fun.
Did you say Mission Coffee House?
Mission Coffee House.
Love so our friends over there.
Yeah, they're out of yeah. Mid-State, but they've been doing a little bit more with other businesses in the area, and we've been jumping on board, and I'm sure there's going to be more things we're doing with
oh,
them.
Yeah.
They are fantastic.
They're really fun to work with, and they're just making high-quality things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A big shout-out to them, and a shout-out to you guys and your staff over at Family Natural Foods. Keep in mind, everybody, that presentation we were talking about earlier, Foundational Nutrition, is tomorrow at 5:15. Over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Be sure to stop down there. Ask Brian, the CEO of True Grace, all your questions that you may have not even been thinking about, but you want to ask, and now you got an opportunity to do that face-to-face, along with checking out some of the other great things that they have over there. Get ahead of that on that garden. Get a jump start on that garden.
Mm-hmm.
Get a jump start on that immune, you know, protecting your immune system and
yeah.
all these things, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always appreciate the time, you guys. Take care. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods, and be sure to go to their website, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
locally grown radio, WFHR.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers has unveiled a capital budget he calls a critical step to addressing aging infrastructure. Joanne Krulotz has more.
With a $4.3 billion price tag, the Democratic governor's proposal includes nearly $1.6 billion for projects on universities of Wisconsin campuses and more than $493 million for cost of his previously announced plan to overhaul Wisconsin's correction system. Evers on Tuesday warned that putting off the projects could drive up the final cost amid President Donald Trump's push for tariffs. But the Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne, quickly called the plan another example of Evers' quote, irresponsible spending.
A former Packer is going to jail. Lisa Hale has the story.
A former linebacker for the Green Bay Packers was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison Monday for running a Ponzi scheme that defrauded victims out of millions of dollars. 43-year-old John Robert Leake of Plano, Texas, pleaded guilty in September to one count of wire fraud and one count of money laundering. Officials say from 2015 to 2020, Leake encouraged victims to loan him funds to invest in lucrative luxury real estate, gold mines, and other ventures. In addition to the prison sentence, Leake will have to pay more than $5.3 million in restitution.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that residents of the ATV Enhancement Grant Program can now apply for supplemental grant funding as well. The ATV grants were awarded for projects meant to improve the safety and accessibility of ATV and UTV trails across the state. The supplemental funding will only be available to recipients of the original grants, and applications will be accepted until Friday. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stonestreet is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stonestreet, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stonestreet will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stonestreet on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. Chance of showers and storms Friday, high around 70. Windy, rain to snow, and falling temps Saturday. Sun, breezy, and a high in the upper 30s only Sunday. Right now it's 53.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that ban?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that ban?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that ban?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zochiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, March 12, 2025. Have your host, James, here. And we're joined right now by our friends from Encourage. First off, I want to introduce them. Kim Shields is with us, Donor Service Manager. Kim, always good to see you.
Great to see you.
Kim, you brought in the new friend.
I did.
We have Linda Schill with us, Encourage's new co-director. Linda, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to meet you. Great to have you in here. We appreciate the time. And Kim, I wanted to just certainly give a moment here to let Linda introduce herself to the audience, to the community.
Please. Sure, sure. So it's somewhat of a welcome back to Encourage for those that have known the Encourage team for quite some time. I actually just left Encourage 8 years ago. So I was employed there from 2007 through 2017. And held a few different roles, but right before I left, I was cutting my teeth at that time in the area of donor services under the expertise of Mary Wirtz, who many in our community would recognize that name. She's the best in the business.
Absolutely.
So I was very lucky to learn from her, and in 2017, had the opportunity to take what I learned to my alma mater, which is the Assumption Catholic School System. So I took on a role there in the advancement arena as well, donor relations, working with the strong alumni base of that school system. And in my time there, was able to see my three daughters graduate on the same stage that I did many, many, many years earlier.
So amazing.
That was really a great connection for me. And then in 2022, stepped a little bit outside of my comfort zone and took a role with Monk Botanical Gardens of Wausau, which many people in our community are not even aware that Monk Botanical Gardens exists. So here's a little plug for the gardens. I encourage all the listeners to head up there and and visit the gardens. It's really beautiful and a unique place.
It's such a cool place, and it's not that far from here and everything. It's right over there. It's such an easy, and it's such worth the trip. It's a great place.
That's a great asset. Yeah, absolutely. So Betsy and I had coffee a few months ago, and it was as if, you know, she was speaking to my heart, just come back to your hometown and rejoin the team at Encourage. And I feel really lucky to be connecting with the residents again, exploring the possibilities of how philanthropy and the creative ideas of our awesome residents can be put to work to address needs in our community and to explore new ideas to make this an even better place to live. So glad to be back.
It is great to have you back, a part of the team, a part of the town, and a part of our community and all that. That's fantastic. And thank you for sharing that, Linda. I appreciate it. Great to meet you. Great to hear that. Kim, I did want to take a moment to get a little bit of an update on scholarships and get people an update on that.
Sure. So scholarship review is in full swing right now. So it's a very exciting time and a very busy time. So I know that a lot of the listeners kind of like to have a quick status update. So in process, stay tuned. We're still on schedule, which is great. So planning for awards to be made in May. So not too far away, just around the corner. And I did want to share kind of an update on some of the grants that we've made recently. So if people are following our social media accounts, either on Facebook or Instagram, I did note include some information about all the distributions that we had made. And these were from those designated funds that I talked about last time, where donors have a passion for a specific organization or an interest area. And so nearly $252,000 in grants were awarded to organizations throughout our community. So it's such an incredible impact that these donors have and foresight to be able to support those organizations and their work long term, which is wonderful. So just a quick shout out for that. When we're talking about residents and their great ideas, we had the Beer and Firefighters Association interested in purchasing a rescue boat. We had provided a matching grant, and I just received word today that the match was met. So I don't need to make a ploy for, you know, a call out to receive, send in donations, which is awesome. And then River Riders Bike Share, which is a wonderful program in our community. We had actually started, we're a part of the incubation for that program. So it's great to see it still in action. And a $2,500 grant was recently awarded for that. And then when we're looking at our guests with us on air today. We're so excited that our What If Rudolph Area Progress Fund Committee had awarded a grant to support the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival.
Mm-hmm. And we thank you for that.
Yes, we're so pleased to be able to support. And that was in the amount of $2,500. And we had actually supported that in the beginning as well. There was a grant back in 2009 and 2010. Mm-hmm. So it's so wonderful to see this in action.
Before we dive into this and get into it with Casey and Elizabeth here in a second, I do want to remind everybody, if you have questions about those scholarships, these grants, any of these conversations we're having with Linda and Kim, reach out to the gang. They want to answer those questions. There are no silly questions. There are no things. Well, do they have a grant for this? Mm-hmm. They might. They got
exactly,
a lot of grants
right.
out there, everybody. Yes. I'm even surprised by that, and I've been working with Kim for years, and there's mm-hmm. some there's ones that I didn't know about. So can right. I encourage you enough to reach out to the gang over at Encourage and find out how they can help you achieve these things and continue stuff. And similar to what they, I imagine, at Casey, Elizabeth, that many people might have done back in the day mm-hmm. with the Prairie Chicken Festival. And that's what we're going to focus on right now. We've got Casey Martin, Elizabeth Whalen, and with us. Elizabeth, I say that right, Whalen?
All right.
First time meet. I want to make sure to get that right. I just real quickly, before we dive into the conversation with you to talk about the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival coming up, I want to thank both of you and all the other members of this organization. Mm-hmm. I came to this community and everything not knowing anything about prairie chickens. I didn't know that was a thing. I honestly didn't.
It's really a rare thing.
It is. Yes. And that's all the more reason, Casey, why this group and this organization is so important. Mm-hmm. Keeping things like this... You know, it's great because, first off, they're fun. They're cool. They're interesting. They sound cool, all these different things. But they're also an integral part of Wisconsin history. They're a part of the tapestry of this state. And it's a great thing to be able to keep this around.
Yeah.
So let's get into this a little bit. And if you guys don't mind, I love to rewind. I like to give people origin stories. We haven't gotten to talk in a while. So can we get a little bit of the backstory of the festival and how it originated?
Well, it started actually at the Hammerstrom property. I was president of the Wisconsin Center for the Book, which is affiliated with the Library of Congress. And we were looking for book outreach ideas. And I said, let's do a publisher's author-artist event at the property. Because Fran had authored over 11 books, some in foreign languages, and really made science accessible mm-hmm. to people that yeah. weren't necessarily considering themselves scientific.
Yeah.
And one of her abilities was to speak not only candidly, but creatively. Yeah. And her writing was the same way. And Elizabeth and I were talking prior to us sitting down here about her sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
In all of her books, the humor rings through. So anyway, I started a book event down there, and mm-hmm. out of that book artists event, a gathering that included nature organizations as well as the authors and publishers, the next year, Sharon Schwab and a group of people said, let's do a festival, mm-hmm. and let's do it about the bird. Mm-hmm. So we're coming up on I put over 20 years in the... in the museum exhibit that mm-hmm. we'll talk about later. But anyway, so it started in technically 2006.
Okay.
And it's evolved, and we've gone through numerous central Wisconsin locations. We've utilized everything from Nepco Lake to Paul J. Olson, Buena Vista Marsh. Community theater was involved mm-hmm. 1 year. I mean, we've really cross-promoted all of that. Yeah. I'm going to have a book at the museum that, to the best of my ability, could acknowledge that 20-year history. Individuals, yourself is included, Carl Hilke's included, because Carl was a huge supporter. Mm-hmm. We have a little memory box of him mm-hmm. and Dan O'Connell, who we lost this last year. Mm-hmm. And Dan and Sharon really continued the spearheading and the leadership of this. So mm-hmm. Dan was a huge loss. However, Tracy Arnold, his cohort mm-hmm. in crime and mm-hmm. in Nature Works, has really stepped up to the plate. Elizabeth's going to talk more about what Tracy's been adding to the festival. So over 20 years, we've done all sorts of children's activities, bird tours, bird viewing opportunities. And when I said rare bird before, The Timpanoucas cupidopinnatus is one of Wisconsin's rare birds. Mm-hmm. And people came literally internationally mm-hmm. for these viewing opportunities. Yeah. They are select. I believe they're filled for this year. I'm not sure. No. Mm. Good news.
If
you've never done it, I did not do it while Fran was living. Mm. However, the year after she passed, I went out with the science teacher from Plainfield, Tom Whaley, and sat in a blind and got some pics and saw the dance at dawn. It's if you can do it, do it. You have to get up early, but it's worth it.
So worth it. Like a good sunrise, it's
like
worth it.
Like a good sunrise. So this year we're culminating, too, with more things. We moved the event to the Aaron's Event Barn for the main festival day on Saturday, April 12th. But prior to that, we're working with Macmillan Library for a movie called The Need to Grow on their Monday series. They always work with us to put in some kind of eco-friendly film. So The Need to Grow is airing on Monday the 7th. We have an author coming in on the 11th, Nikki Callio. Nikki won an award for one of the articles she wrote about Fran from the Wausau Daily Herald back in 1998. She's continued her writing life and actually did a book through UWSP's Cornerstone Book Project called Finding the Bones. So Nikki's going to be our featured speaker back at Macmillan. In the middle is the museum exhibit, and then we have the festival activities on Saturday.
It is. There's so much. First, just taking a step and appreciating the growth and evolution of this great festival and where it's where it started and where it's come. So many people over the years helping that happen. I do want to thank you for including Carl. That means a lot to us around here.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate that. Carl would be very mad at me, though, Casey. I have not complimented you on your hat yet. That is an amazing hat. That is a fantastic hat.
I see that.
Yeah, you got it right there.
The bird pin is from Bird City.
Yes. And oh, cool.
So they are selling pins of the prairie chicken that you can adorn your own hat with.
That's awesome.
Nice.
And I do appreciate the many, many years and everything you've put into this, Casey. I really do appreciate you for that.
About a year or a couple years after Fran had passed, I started, they had at the time a Build-A-Fund. So with $250, I started a Build-A-Fund that was called the Hammerstrom Fund for Writing. Mm-hmm. And it was because they were nature writers. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the direction of the fund. Well, we were able to grow that through the help of some of the Hammerstrom family members, as well as many individuals. I mean, it took a long time. It took, I think, 20 years to get it up to a point where we could use the money. But now what we do is underwrite that nature writer that comes into the festival every year and some other nature-related aspects.
Yeah, we've had great nature writers come in the past and stuff. So,
as a side note, I do want to encourage anybody who hasn't, no pun intended, I do it every time you join us, Kim. I do want to tell people, if you haven't read about Fran, and you can, not only a trailblazer on this in particular industry, but just in science in general. I think it gets lost on some people sometimes, and the way that women just did not have an opportunity to be represented in science for so long. And she was one of the integral people that really showed not only that women belong in science and in every industry, but the idea of being able to do something that's so integral today, and something you touched on, Casey, about being able to break things down to where even I can understand it or something. I bring Neil deGrasse Tyson or Bill Nye, these kind of people that can talk about a black hole and make it so we can all understand it. She was like that. She was way ahead of that.
Exactly. And what we've done, too, is we purchased her daughter, Elva Hammerstrom Paulson, is still a renowned illustrator in her own right and a nature illustrator. She has a website on Facebook. You can find her at Elva Paulson, Paulson. But she, after Fran had passed, collected stories and photos from friends and family and put them into an edition called Hammerstrom Stories, Recollections of the Life of Hammy and Fran Hammerstrom. And in here is such a hoot to see how people remembered them and their legacy and all that they did. It's illustrated on the cover by Fran's granddaughter, Lita Judge, who is a successful children's book author illustrator on the East Coast. Well, those books, Elva's books, Lita's books, Fran's books, are all going to be in a case for people to see at the museum, along with some of the articles about her being that grand dame and one of Wisconsin's best.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so we're going to sell the books at the museum for the month of April. Mm. We're splitting the proceeds, so $10 goes to the museum and $10 goes to the Chick Fest.
That's awesome. Thank you for that, Casey. Appreciate it. Elizabeth, we haven't gotten to make you work. I mean, talk to you yet. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. It's great to meet you.
Thank you.
Real quick, before we dive into the dates of the event and location and everything, how did you get involved with this?
Actually, I'm part of Clean Green Action, and I am part of the Wisconsin Rapids Bird City. Mm-hmm. And so I was helping out with them out at the Chick Fest, and then, of course, I had to do a blind. And let me tell you, that was the most amazing experience. I mean, to be out there in the morning, in the dark, with strangers. Wait a minute. That might have been a different experience when I was young. Yeah. Anyway.
So good.
It was, and to have that booming happen, and you feel that the percussion before you see anything. And it just goes through you, and you're like, what's this? Mm-hmm. And then the light starts to rise, and you see them out on the lek, and they're, you know, jumping and strutting and dancing. And it was an amazing, you know, and I'm a naturalist at heart, and I... And so that was my first taste of it. And so it's like, well, yeah.
You're hooked.
So,
you're
so,
in now. Yeah.
You know, let me know what I can do to help. Last year I helped with the Grassland bus tour, which we still have openings for on that Saturday morning. If you're not quite ready to get up at 4 a.m. and be out there on those days. But we, so we still have openings for that. And then we also added, because I'm, you know, a diehard, we added some extra days on Thursday and Friday out at Paul J. Olson for some more blinds to be open. So wonderful. It gives people a little bit more opportunity. So we do have openings still out at Paul J. Olson. And it'll be amazing.
What are the dates of the fest, and where is it going to be located?
Yeah, so we pretty much are meeting on the festival day, that is the 12th, on at Aaron's Event Barn. Do I need the address?
3471 County C in Stevens Point.
Yeah, yeah. And they're so gracious to us. And they're, you know, it's kind of a connection with the farmers of Mill Creek Watershed. And so
free
we have
breakfast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't forget the breakfast that we have catered. So breakfast, we have speakers, we have exhibitors, we have all, you know, different environmental groups coming. It's going to really be an interesting silent auction. Oh, and the Kestrels.
The Kestrels are going to be there.
So
that's nice.
That'll be great.
Goose
the Kestrel. Yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really fun event. And while all of this is really amazing. Maybe you have taken this event in before. If you have, then you don't need me to tell you. There are no reruns with this event.
Yeah.
Every time is very unique, very different. So if it's been a while or you have taken it in before, cannot encourage you enough to. Yeah. And this is not one of those things that you can recreate on your laptop. You can pull up. There's lots of great footage of prairie chickens and those things that you can look up and see. This is one of those ones that you to experience what we're talking about here, to feel what we're talking about here, you got to be there. You got to be there in person to really take it in.
And there's new elements every year.
Yeah, this year we're actually, Tracy Arnold has really helped us out. She has organized this wonderful event on Tuesday, April 8th. It's going to be at the Southwood County Rec Center. And it's going to be Booming Bob, the Greater Prairie Chicken mascot in costume. And, you know, kind of think Big Bird's wild cousin there. Mm-hmm. And
we had the pleasure of meeting Booming Bob. Booming Bob is something.
Yeah. So. And so... He'll be out there with numerous friends for a meet and greet on the ice. So it'll be a free skate opportunity. Friends in attendance will include Smokey Bear, Roscoe Rafter, Mid-States Grit the Cougar, and Wisconsin Rapids Visitor Bureau Cranberry Guy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you've ever wanted some photo ops, is going to be big.
So are they all on the ice?
There may be a few that are skating. That's Tracy's department.
Yeah. I would watch from the side.
You got to show up to find out. You got to show up. There.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're
and that's right. From 6 until 8.
And we're also trying to have the Rudolph Rock painted.
Mm-hmm. Mm, cool.
With the chick
on it. Oh, wow. Tracy, great idea.
Yeah. Tracy Arnold came up with that. Knew an artist in, I believe, Wyawega, an art instructor. And he's going to brave the elements and get out and
that's
paint
awesome.
The rock.
We have to wrap up, unfortunately, because I could talk to you guys for another hour or so. But I do want to remind everybody that you can find out more about this, be a part of the group, and certainly take in this amazing festival, the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival, coming up. Be sure to find out more about it. Make plans at wisprairiechickens.org, wisprairiechickens.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Sign up for the newsletter. Keep up to date on all this great stuff. And we'll be promoting it on our morning shows and making sure that you guys got a great turnout for this one.
And the entire month of April, visit the Southwood County Historical Museum and just, I think you'll find a lot to discover in that exhibit.
Yeah, absolutely, Casey. Absolutely. And Kim, if you don't mind, I did want to remind everybody as well to learn more about funds at Encourage by visiting encouragecf.org, encouragecf.org. To donate, visit the website and click give, or better yet, call and make an appointment to visit them in person at 478 East Grand Avenue. Their office hours are 9 to 4, Monday through Thursday. Reach out and impact this community more than you ever could have dreamed with Encourage. We appreciate y'all so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the time, everybody. We appreciate it. And we'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the Candidates Debate Watch Party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we'll be joined by Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, to talk about the people versus Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The tariff war is in full swing. Canada is retaliating, and so is Europe. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says she wishes it wasn't so.
They are bad for business and worse for consumers. They are disrupting supply chains. They bring uncertainty for the economy.
Caitlin Huey Burns on the Education Department cutting half its workforce.
The agency says that they will continue to service core programs of the department. But this is also making clear this is the first step of dismantling this agency.
President Trump has fired the head of the National Endowment for the Humanities. The head of the EPA has announced he's rolling back landmark environmental regulations. And a district judge heard more than 6 hours of arguments today in a challenge to the Defense Department banning transgender people from serving in the military. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.